okay, left foot, right foot on the pavement, I'm gone, flow homegrown, I'm going global when it's over, that's if it's over, in the wind like the Zephyr top hat, feather top cap, vegan leather, it's a treat in the food you eat, devour and see, there's something in the H2O, it's murky, overcast, over river, under sea level, pray out for well, pray don't make it back to the shore, it's wild out. Slash, blood drip, Crips is mad, reveal core from hitting, they really trying to see you break down, old hoogie back in Tung Chi and room feel different, if not, strange music, span range, left the range, then range, rove the range, became rover, cooking, I'm hot, it's hot as hell, but I'm game, resurrected, made it out the cave, 3C off a tab, travel 10P, focus, come from outside, overheard, it's dark round here, beacon with the OLED, shine like carbon under pressure, smoke and blow pressure, steam, it'll boil you and melt you alive, outside, reflected inside, mind, debris from land, mind, degree, advanced mind, decree, the game won, it's over, I don't know who told you different, hiding ready to the server, bring it out the kitchen.
Is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard was Overcast by Wilma Vritra off of their 2022 album Grotto. The show you're listening to is Teetle Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of cool is cool brand Marc Jacobs Heaven, which is more specific than these episodes are usually themed. But it's like kind of the most concise way, I guess, to talk about what I've just been thinking about. Because it just like touches on so many things. So, we're both talking about it and not talking about it, and welcome to Teachable Moments. What's up? So, for those of you who don't know, Heaven is a collaboration between Marc Jacobs, the infamous fashion designer, and Ava Nirwi. And the questions that I just wrote down are, what is Heaven? Why is it relevant at all? basically what's like interesting about Heaven, like I don't really want to like talk about like how it looks like or whatever, like I don't think that's very interesting just in general, but basically what is interesting to me about Heaven is that it really like encapsulates like Gen Z aesthetic, like what's seen as like cool fashion, I guess, and like its association, like very strong association with like youth and like trends. I don't know if you, your listener, are familiar with, what's it called? It's called Weird Girl Aesthetic, is what it's called on TikTok. but it basically is like a combination of like grunge and like Fruits Magazine, Harajuku style, and like just kind of maximalism in general. For the most part, it's just like a lot of like influences kind of like landing on a silhouette or like on a figure. And it's just like kind of, it's like very what's in. And I'm like, so obviously this is a show about what's cool. Like I'm very curious about like what is in, why is it in, what's hot, what's not. And like beyond, we'll talk about it kind of more later, I guess, but yeah, like beyond like how much of heaven is like, yeah, just this amalgamation of references, at the center of it in a lot of ways is it just like all is reference. It's like all about collaboration and namely association. So like at the center of the branding of like this brand heaven is like who like models for it. So like they got like Frank Ocean modeled for Heaven, and it was like a big deal because he's very elusive and he's very cool. He has a little je ne sais quoi. And just getting like all the hottest stars, like Ice Spice, like Doja Cat, Winona Ryder. Oh my God, I can't remember their name, but like a famous, like older designer. And then also, but also like Megan, like that creepy doll from the movie Megan that like gets memed a lot. Like that they like put that doll in heaven clothes and we're like, ooh, this is an ad. But like, and that's just like kind of like something that when people talk about heaven, they often talk about like how it really has its finger on like the pulse, whatever, da da da. Like it looks so good. So true, bestie, but like the other thing they talk about is like is the branding of it and like is like how yeah, just like how they kind of get people with influence associated with them. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. I like I don't like love this subtitle of the episode of like celebrity and coolness, because I that's like a whole other episode and like I would love to talk about that. That's not entirely what I'm talking about. Like, I feel like it's almost like heaven is the like fashion. Well, it's just like the 2020s version of American Apparel. Like the way that American Apparel truly had a chokehold on the girlies, it just like hit. It just hit for some reason. Like the aesthetics of the brand, the products they were putting out, it hit in the 2010s. And heaven is hitting in the 2020s. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. That's what we're talking about today. That's basically what we're talking about today. But we also have music to play. So this next song is Signs by Psy off of their album Images on CITR 101.9 FM.
Consecrate this in me.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard was I Don't Like My Mind by Mitski off of her new album, The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We. Just before that was Big Rig with their song Venus Retrograde off of their album Big Rig, and then opened that set with Signs by Psy off of their album Images. You're listening to Teachable Moments. CITR's one-stop shop for what's not stage and what's cool is cool brand Marc Jacobs Heaven. Yeah, we kind of like talked a bit about what Heaven was. I don't really want to talk about exactly what the aesthetics of Heaven is. Like, I don't think that that's that interesting. But kind of what I was saying just before the break about how Heaven is kind of like the 2020s version of American Apparel in some ways, is like, I think American Apparel, part of why they were so successful was, and obviously American Apparel was an incredibly flawed business and brand, and specifically in the way it approached aesthetics. It's so, yeah, I'm just thinking about it more. But like the evils of the 2010s were very much reflected in this like brand that we were all obsessed with. This like predatory man, like, and like corporation taking advantage of young people, and like playing into this like weird desire of natural, of simple, of like American Apparel would be like very much lauded for their advertisements that featured real people, totally ignoring the context that like these employees were being pressured to like participate in these photo shoots and et cetera, et cetera. And like another big difference between American Apparel and Heaven is price point, for sure. Price point, like Heaven is like ready to wear fashion prices, I guess. And yeah, kind of like what I was saying about like the association of it and the people who model for it, like that is very much a reflection, I think, of where we are, I guess, in the 2020s. Like this much more social media centric, much more immediate, and also like very like TikTok vibe aware. Like the understanding of like how Heaven can interact with the like social media space, like is essential. It's like a central part of what the brand is beyond the clothing itself, which is kind of like I was saying, it's kind of like grunge meets fruits meets maximalist meets like bloquette energy. I just realized I was kind of saying like TikTok buzzwords, I guess, but that's also like what this brand is. Like it's very much like, what do you call it? Like search engine optimized in every way. Everything it does, all of its designs, all of its campaigns, all of its et cetera, are like optimized to be consumed specifically in a digital media space, but or a digital social media space, but also what's its output as well. So we'll talk about that more, but we do have songs we need to play because this is a radio show, baby girl. So this next song is Into the Wild by Caro off of their most recent release, Wild at Heart. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I know there's a door behind a curtain inside a dream. And a floor behind a mountain along a stream. The rain is calling my name. I gotta go back, I gotta fly. I need to find myself again. I need to go back into the wild.
attend the free Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, on Thursday, September 28th, to meet with the top universities and colleges from Canada and around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for some other fun options. For more information, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it. What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamino-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. The song that you just heard was I'm Okay, featuring produced by Yellow Trash Can by Horsepower. Just for that was I Like You a Lot by Pedal Supply off of the compilation album Hardcore Will Never Die and Neither Will You. I just like do kind of want to like shout out that album because I do think it's very it like very much is related to what we're talking about today. Like Hardcore Will Never Die and Neither Were You, it's put out by 909 Worldwide, and it just has like a bunch of really really talented, I would say, like keep your eyes out, hyper pop and like experimental pop electronic artists, like of note, like Casper McFadden, Pedal Supply, obviously, 99 Jakes, Guppy, Umru, Baby, Alice Gas, like all of these really, 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 like, I would say, I don't know if I want to say prominent, but like very, very, yeah, up and coming, I guess, artists. And then opened that set with Into the Wild by Caro off of their most recent album, Wild at Heart. And the reason why I also wanted to like highlight Hardcore Will Never Die and Neither Will You, that album, is because all of the artists kind of listed and like the sound of that album, I think it's like it's an interesting title, right? Like Hardcore Will Never Die and Neither Will You. All of the music is like hyper pop, like experimental electronic kind of adjacent. And it's this transfiguration of hardcore music that is, I guess more, I don't want to say more digestible. I don't think that that's like a really fair characterization to make, but, the sounds of the artists that kind of like are featured on the album is definitely reminiscent of hardcore. And I think that there's like a hardcore kind of ethos and energy and, yeah, just kind of practice going on in that genre, and I think it's a really really exciting genre to be paying attention to. But it doesn't sound like hardcore, like it doesn't sound like traditional hardcore, and I think that that's kind of what we're talking about today. So teach a moment, CITR is one stop shop for talent. What's not is a show that you're listening to, and the definition word is cool brand Marc Jacobs Heaven. And we kind of talk about like what it was and like how they kind of use social media and stuff. But the next thing I wanted to touch on was romanticized nostalgia, like kind of coupled with trending lifestyles and bodies specifically. So these are like not new points that I'm making at all, I would say. But kind of if we look at thrifting, for example, maybe 10 years ago, or I don't know when thrift shop came out, the Macklemore song, but pre-Macklemore, it was like really not socially celebrated to shop at thrift shops. After that song came out, and like over time, as like vintage shopping and thrift shopping in general, like has kind of become more acceptable, that is now like a celebrated practice. And that also then means it basically has become a gentrified practice. Prices are going up. People who like actually relied on thrift stores being affordable to it, like within their price point, like are being forced out of these stores that like used to be where they could actually clothe themselves. And like Heaven, I think like does this is like an interesting, again, like just because it really encapsulates this aesthetic that's happening within Gen Z and kind of like online. Heaven does this like weird, not weird, but like age old, like really disappointing thing of gentrifying this aesthetic and kind of couching it in romanticized nostalgia. And like the biggest kind of way where you see this play out is if we look at like the weird girl aesthetic, which like is really what like is called on TikTok and whatever Heaven contributes to, I guess. A lot of the creators that come up who are like kind of centering this aesthetic are thin, are white, are cis. And because of the like
gentrification of like this aesthetic and of these what are seen as kind of like romanticized, nostalgic, aesthetics and like looks, I guess. People who like really relied on these influences of grunge, of Harajuku, of Fruits Magazine, of like maximalism, whatever, of vintage, like are kind of being excluded from that, from like what the aesthetic now is. When I was thinking about, or like prepping, I guess, for this episode, I was watching a lot of videos about Marc Jacobs fashion. I watched one by Fashion Lover 4 called How Marc Jacobs Ruined Heaven, and then also by this creator, Angel B.B. Kira, called The Problem with Heaven by Marc Jacobs. And I don't really want to like go into like watch those videos if you're curious about it, but like basically they were talking about the pitfalls of heaven and like the aesthetic and its kind of like inception. And something that Angel B.B. Kira said was like that it creates this like faux artistic weirdness, and like kind of ended their video with like how heaven as a brand like poaches from this like existing cultural movement versus adding to it, and like kind of just reproducing or like mass producing the aesthetics of thrifting, of upcycling, of grunge, of et cetera, and like having it be based off of vintage aesthetic without it actually kind of contributing to it, and just kind of packaging it in an accessible way. So that's kind of all I have to say about that. We're gonna move on because we're running out of time. So this next song is Gra featuring Los Chucky by BB Trix, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM.
Estar mojado, podría haber celebrado mi cumple con tu chain, pero estás salado. Habla de poderes que tú no tienes, pa 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 pa. No saque fuerza que tú no tienes, pa 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 pa. No coja avión que tú no tienes. Un patín, el loco te tiene.
Tú vienes, mono. No te pases de fresco que te dejo tirado. Ando con George asegurado. O si tú me tienes vaqueado. Que metemos la mano y te dejamos nocao. Frenamos de frente, quítate de al lado. Dime qué vas a hacer si andas desalmado. Los días de vida te los dejo contado.
Yo no tengo Rambo, pero ando con mi Rambo. Chukis a mi lado. Chukis a mi lado. Seco. No quiero estar mojado. Podría haber celebrado mi cumple con tu chain.
Diablo que usted vio, no fue el diablo que usted vio, es que me viste a mí con dos globos. Andamos tirando granadas. Jeffrey te empaquetalo, un carro más grande que Santa Claus, un peñel largo y tres globos. Me dice antes que yo llevo a Seale, va a Seale el cargador, tengo el carro en el Ford, me dice antes que yo.
What you walking around the pool? know you would never stand a chance. Baby, let me see you try. You're not the only one can do this dance. By the water side, I'll show you the side. And let's take a gentle flight on my skin. Ooh, you know I'm hooked on you. Ooh, you know I'm hooked on you. Ooh, you know I'm hooked on you.
The world's best cinema, meet the creators behind your favorite works, and encounter live shows that combine music and film at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Taking place from September 28th to October 8th, a stellar lineup of over 130 films from 70 countries will transport you to places you've never been. Embrace the magic of cinema with exceptional storytelling that leaves you captivated and inspired. Be in the room as VIFF Live shows breathe life into stories from the screen, combining live performance and cinema. And go behind the scenes with VIFF Talks, connecting you to the brilliant minds behind the work you love. Explore the program and get tickets now at VIFF.org. That's VIFF.org. Student discounts are available, and if you are between the ages of 19 and 25, you can also join VIFF's free U25 membership program.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the News Collective, the Arts Collective, the Music Collective, the Sports Collective, the Accessibility Collective, the Indigenous Collective, and the Intersectionality Collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The song that you just heard was Embrace by Miguel Angeles. Just before that was Hooked featuring Aluna by Bambi off of their album Infinity's Club. And then opened that set with BB Tricks, Gra, featuring Los Chucky. You're listening to Teach Moments. CITR is a one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's just really cool, cool brand, Marc Jacobs Heaven. We've talked about so much. So one thing I just want to touch on really briefly, because we are running out of time, is the like power of association with this brand. So like a big part of why they've become so, or how they've become so popular, is how they pull collaborators, specifically in like artists who they work with. So kind of like I was saying in the last little break, I was talking about Angel BB Kira and Fashion Lover 4's videos, like on Marc Jacobs Heaven, and they both talked about this LA-based, what is now an events collective called Shop Heaven. It's a queer event series that like where a lot of like this aesthetic was being like crafted and practiced and like shared. And they even had like interactions with Marc Jacobs around like Marc Jacobs Heaven, like as the brand was starting out. And a big part of how like Marc Jacobs Heaven like kind of stays relevant, I guess, is they have parties. They have these really cool exclusive parties where they book very, very talented, very, very interesting, aesthetically like oriented artists. Really recreate, kind of trying to recreate, I guess, it seems like, the vibe of these parties that were already happening on a local scale with bigger names, etc. And how, like, I know I keep saying this, but, like, the association of those established, already seen as, like, cool, like, culturally relevant artists really, really boosts the brand in that way. So we're talking about like Blade, Charlie XCX, like that like genre. Contributing to like Marc Jacobs Heaven, like as a brand. But we're gonna move on. So this next song is Wake Up by Baby X Sosa off of their album Bling Bling, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What is up? You just heard the song Wake Up by Debbie Friday off of her album Good Luck. Congratulations to Debbie Friday for winning the Polaris Prize. She's a star, she's a legend, and she's a moment. So if you have not listened to that full album, 12 out of 10 recommend that you do. Congratulations to her. Just for that was Tirza with the song Nightmare. Whoa, I said that so weird. Nightmare. Nightmare. Off of the album Trip 9 Love, ... And then open that set with Wake Up by Baby X Sosa off of her album Bling Bling. We've reached the end of our show. We're going to close the show with UFO with the song Prance Equals Prance off of their album UFO. Before I do, thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments today. CHS, what's up, tough, what's hot, what's not. Today's Digital Cool's cool brand, Marc Jacobs' Heaven. We talked about so much. I really do recommend watching, or like kind of, if you're curious about it, watching the Fashion Lover 4 and the Angel BB Kira videos, and even Mina Lee has a really great video about Gen Z maximalism that touches on heaven a bit at the end. And I feel like there wasn't really a conclusion, but more kind of things for listening to me ramble about this. I think it's a really elusive and interesting. I find it really interesting, the true chokehold that this brand really has. And I guess we'll see how long they can keep it up, I guess. But yeah. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to CITR 1.9 FM. This is Prance Equals Prance by UFO. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.